Hi, everyone, and oh.
That's what you did straight away. Good really? Start. Keep going.
Okay. I thought I was doing the introduction.
You did
Welcome
a good job.
To episode 6 of Nothing on the Radio. Excited to be here this evening or this morning or this afternoon, whenever you are listening. But it is this evening for us, and Louie and I have had a few drinks, so bear with us.
This is our first Christmas special. So whenever we've had a few drinks, we're just going to call it a Christmas special.
Yeah, why not?
Okay, so there was we were talking last week about M getting in a situation.
You absolute monster. You were just getting straight into it.
Well, it's first on the list. Okay. So M was obviously traveling to Europe and back until last weekend. She actually was on a flight. It was from London, yes?
Yeah.
And you were behind a gentleman waiting to go to the toilet.
Mm-hmm.
And he had a heart attack.
Yeah.
And let's go play by play.
Yeah.
He had a heart attack.
Yeah.
What did you say?
I didn't
say. Oh, shit.
Fuck me. No, I didn't say anything.
So he went down?
He went down.
And then what did you do?
I called for assistance.
Yeah.
But he went blue pretty quickly.
Yeah.
And then.
Did you start CPR?
Yeah, well, mainly flight attendants, yes.
Now, you were telling me that they yelled out, "Is anyone a doctor?" And you went, "I used to be a vet nurse."
Fuck off.
And then you
I never said
and you quickly pulled up his shirt and made sure they knew that his nipples weren't ticks. You went, "Just to clear this all up, these are definitely nipples. It's knock tick season, they're not ticks." And everyone went, "Thank you." Okay, so you cleared up that they weren't.
There was now, no ticks. Now, on your chest.
There was one thing I was looking at before. Apparently, you know one of the what can cause heart attacks? Snake bites. Now, are you 100% sure he wasn't bitten by a snake?
I can't confirm or deny these rumors.
Snakes on a plane.
Yeah.
Did anyone yell out, "There's too many motherfucking heart attacks on this motherfucking plane"? Did you yell it out?
I may have muttered it under my breath.
Did at any time you think that maybe he went down just so you would perform CPR on him and then he'd like open his mouth and go, "Shouldn't we get dinner first?"
Wouldn't be the first time. Hope it's not the last.
So, yeah, this actually happened, guys. So, Em's part of a very – she's in the same club as I am now.
My Mile High Club?
Did you have sex
with
him?
What base do we have to get to?
You – and having sex with dead bodies seems to be a real issue. I was suggesting that you killed a person.
Okay, yeah.
So, because from what I can understand, he was alive.
Okay.
And then you performed the kiss of death on him.
No.
And you sent him on his way.
I'm pretty sure he was gone pretty quickly.
That's your professional opinion?
They called for doctors.
Yeah.
They found two.
Were they real doctors? Or
they checked their passports and everything. I saw the whole thing happen.
But what if they're like, "I'm a doctor of engineering"? That's very impressive, sir. We need a medical doctor. That's very impressive.
A doctor of psychology. I'll talk him out of this.
Now, wasn't the plane was over Iraq, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was at the time.
So they didn't want to land.
They couldn't.
But you want to travel that area, don't you?
I'm really glad I've talked to you about this.
I love this.
I would love to go to the Middle East, yeah.
Yep. So you want to go somewhere where a plane won't land?
Yeah.
Yeah, seems like a good idea, doesn't it?
It does.
Nothing wrong with that. Like, I can't imagine wanting there's so many places in the world going to a place where an airline won't land.
Yeah.
It's not one. Well, this is weird. If it won't land there, how do you get to Iraq if you're going to Iraq?
Across the border.
He's got to get off in China and get a boat. No, yeah. Boat. Get a donkey.
I knew you were geography.
Now, you wanted to talk about this. What makes someone cool? That was a really quick change from, like, you killing this guy on the flight.
Yeah. But Well, I sent you this the other day.
Yeah.
In a message. I was like, "What makes someone cool?" And you thought I was like, you know, a topic for the podcast.
I thought you were trying to ask me how are you so cool.
You generally thought I was asking you the question. Why would I ask you? Because you, of all people.
I think I'm a pretty cool guy.
You're not.
I'm I've high-fived a few people.
Is that what you think makes someone cool? High-fiving.
It's one of the many things.
What was your answer to my question?
I can't even remember. What did I say? Probably something about...
It wasn't something about wearing a leather jacket.
Oh, yes. I made a Fonzie reference.
Yeah.
Look, I think cool... it depends on what age you are. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? 15-year-old cool is very different to 30-year-old cool.
Yeah.
I think I am a pretty cool guy.
Yeah.
Because I've got it all together.
Yeah. See, I think...
That sounded so... Oh, that sounded so full of myself.
I think that not realizing you're cool is cool.
Yeah. But the thing is, I think if you're a bit of a dork and you own it, that's pretty cool as well.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
That's like being hipster, isn't it?
No, hipsters aren't cool. They're fuckheads. Oh. Did you see there was an article and it was about saying hipsters end up looking like each other, which is the exact opposite of what they want.
Yes.
And there was a picture of a guy in a plaid flanno and a beanie.
Yeah.
And a guy wrote in to the online newspaper who did it saying, mm-hmm. that is me and I did not give you the right to use my photo
really
for this article. And it turns out it wasn't him.
Yes.
So he thought this random hipster was him, which just proved the article's point even more.
Yeah. Case in point.
Hipsters, but the thing is, it's like hipsters, I don't have a lot of time for people who are, what did I read
who
once?
Who won't watch your tricks in bars, magic tricks in bars.
Yes, that's one of them. No, what's that saying? Hipsters spend $500 on clothing to make themselves look like they spent $50.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
Where I'd prefer to spend $50 and look like okay, I spent $50.
Oh, okay. I was going to say, look like you spent $500 or no?
No, I can't get away with that.
No, fuck that.
This is just something funny recently. So, obviously, there was a lot of the new movie, the Queen movie. What was it called? Bohemian Rhapsody.
Oh, yeah.
Now, Freddie Mercury, obviously the lead singer of Queen.
Yeah.
One of my brothers.
I actually watched that on the plane on the way over.
It's good. It's all right. No one
died on that flight, by the way.
Well,
not that I know of, anyway.
Freddie did.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So, one of my brothers was talking to my mum about the movie and saying that, Freddie Mercury, he's actually from Zanzibar. And my mum went, oh, I thought he was gay.
Oh, Sally.
Which is, first
bless
off,
her.
I don't know if she doesn't know what Zanzibar is or she doesn't know what gay is.
If she thinks Zanzibar's like a...
Oh, Zanzibar.
That's, oh, he likes... Oh.
That's a little off track. I just thought that was really funny.
That's great. She's good value.
Yeah, she's not bad.
She's not bad.
Okay, now, this is... We're probably pumping through the topics right now, but we've had a few drinks and I don't know how long we've been talking for. Could have been 5 minutes, could have been half an hour, I don't know.
I can't see the computer screen from here, so I don't even know.
Are we recording?
Fuck knows.
Okay. So I don't know if anyone else does this. Do you ever like turn your light off in your bedroom and then see if you'd be very good at being blind?
Well, until about... 2 months ago, I didn't have lights in my bedroom for 18 months.
Oh, so you're practically blind. All these blind people
are renovating.
But you don't ever play tricks on yourself?
Yeah. It's good fun.
It's always, I'm like, I know this. I know my bedroom pretty well. I'll turn the lights off and I'll just see how I can go with my eyes closed in the dark. And I last like 4 seconds and I've got to open my eyes up again.
My brother and I used to joke about my dad having sensors like a Pat when we were younger because we used to get home and he wouldn't turn a light on for like 10 minutes. So we used to have to walk around the house in the dark.
Feels like that's child abuse. Did you also have locks on the outside of the door? Bedtime, kids. It's 6 o'clock.
Don't you?
No. Talking about sensors, my dad used to always be able to walk in. We'd be watching a movie and it, like True Lies, for example, Arnold Schwarzenegger movie. There's one scene where Jamie Lee Curtis dances in her underwear and that's the time he'd walk in. He would always walk in like a pretty tame movie just as like someone was getting a blowjob or something like that. And then he'd be like,
Parents have an amazing ability to do that.
They know when we're watching blowjobs. Okay, here's a good hypothetical, though.
Yeah.
Would you prefer to be blind or deaf or both?
We would choose both.
Well, okay, just before we go to that hypothetical, you know when you're at the pedestrian crossing and you press a button?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so it flashes, right? So that would be for people who can see.
Mm.
It also beeps.
In the UK, it doesn't make any noise. It really pissed me off.
It must. Maybe you're hard of hearing.
No, it didn't. And it really used to annoy me because I used to just like be staring around at everything, people watching and looking at the beautiful architecture.
Well, in Australia it does though.
I know.
I'm going to a point here.
I know.
And you've railroaded it.
I know, but I'm just saying, wouldn't that fucking annoy you? Like it didn't make any noise because all of a sudden I'd be like, oh my God, I've half missed it. Like,
yeah, well, you're just a fucking idiot.
Oh, okay.
No, so you got it lighting up for people who can see it.
Yeah.
It's beeping for people who can't see but can hear it.
Mm-hmm.
It also vibrates. Now, if you touch the actual thing, it vibrates.
That's handy to know.
But the problem with that is I'm assuming that's for people that are blind and deaf. But if you're blind and deaf, you should not be walking around on the streets on your own.
No.
That is... If I ran over someone and they end up being blind and deaf, I'd be like, fuck off. What are they doing out here?
There should be no manslaughter charges.
Imagine they're just sort of walking around flailing their arms around.
Does it really vibrate?
It does.
Are you just making that up?
No, next time, put your cooch on it.
I was going to say, I'll be putting more than my hand on it.
No, that's how you go to jail. Okay. No, hypothetical. Deaf or blind?
Blind.
Yeah, I thought that too, actually.
Really?
Yeah, I think it's because the conversation element of it. Yeah,
definitely.
Yeah. And then you can date ugly people as well.
Yeah. Yeah. I'd care less about what I look like, which I do anyway, but...
Just shaved all your hair
who
off.
Who am I kidding? Then again, if I was deaf, I wouldn't have to listen to your shit.
Yeah, but then the podcast would finish pretty quickly.
Yeah. A lot of people would probably be happy about that. You just took out the microphone with your drink there.
Here's a good joke. Why was who was that lady who was blind and deaf?
I don't know.
Oh God, this joke's really going up the wall, isn't it? Oh, just okay. Let me just quickly. I need to check this out.
Oh, good. That's what our listeners are going to love when you Google something on your phone.
What am I
supposed to do?
Just tell them what the weather's like.
It's probably about
it's nighttime,
30 degrees.
It's Helen Keller.
Oh, Helen Keller.
Helen Keller. Okay, so she was blind and deaf, right?
Okay.
So why was Helen Keller so bad at driving?
Because she was blind and deaf.
Because she was a woman. Happy International Women's Day.
It is International Women's Day today. And
okay, so
by the way, Louis just put up a lovely post as well on our Facebook and Instagram, calling me a handsome woman.
I also posted.
And it's also not the first time I've been called a handsome woman.
Oh, yeah. You had that lady.
I was admitting a dog in a hospital a while ago, and the lady just kept staring at me kind of in a funny way. And she was like, oh, you remind me so much of my son. And I was just like, what? And I hadn't been talking to her for that long. So it obviously wasn't based on my personality. And straight away, she started to like pedal backwards, and she was like, oh no, don't worry, he's very handsome. And I was just like, just give me your fucking dog. I'm trying not to kill it.
We all love a handsome woman. That reminded me of a friend of mine. She was working at a cafe, talking about weird compliments, and she was working at a cafe, and a guy that was going to pay said, hey, I like your hat. She wasn't wearing a hat. She just had a curly hair up in a bun. She's like, what?
Oh, yes.
And then he left. And then she went up to one of her co-workers and went, a guy just said he likes my hat. And she goes, what hat? She just pointed to her hair, just on her bum. Like your hat.
That would end me. I'd have to end it all.
Okay, so you would go blind over deaf.
Yeah.
Now, what if you could lose an arm or a leg?
If I could lose, like it's something, okay, a privilege.
You had to.
If you could lose, if I could if do you the honour.
If you had to lose an arm or a leg, what would you lose?
Probably a leg.
Yeah, good call.
Thank you. Why are we both in agreement on all these things?
Because we're drinking. Okay. No, because I think people say leg because you're always walking on your legs.
No.
People say, oh, I'll lose an arm because you're always on your legs.
But we're smart, you and I.
I know. Because
Oscar.
Because you have
Oscar stories.
Roses are red. Violets are glorious. Never surprise. Oscar Pretorius. That's my favourite poem. I don't know any others. Yes. So, yeah, you can get blades put on. And,
exactly.
And I did see a movie once. I think it was Kingsman, where she actually had knives for legs. So that's something you can get as well.
Yeah, I feel like a lot of guys would be turned on by that.
Unless they cut your penis off. Which is like...
I feel like a lot of guys would be into that. Like I said.
Well, there was... Okay, so wait. Legs. Okay, how about this? Okay. If you had to lose two limbs, what Jesus would you Christ. Do?
Like, it, like...
Above the join. Would you go two legs, two arms, one leg, one arm? All four? If you got all four, that's going to get you maximum, like, Ellen DeGeneres screen time. You'll... That's that'll get you the most money, but then you're fucked.
Well, yeah. But I think I'd fucked anyway.
I think I'd go one arm, one leg. I'd want to keep my right arm.
Yeah.
And probably my... I want to say left leg, but I think probably right leg as well. And just pirate it with like a peg leg and a hook. I think they've got better options now, but that's sort of the way I'm
looking. Yeah, definitely keep my right arm.
Yeah.
I don't know.
For the fudding.
I don't, is that the only options?
Well, I mean, I'm not going to do it to you. It's not like you have to make a decision right now.
Okay.
You just have to lose two body parts. Okay. And you get to choose where they are.
Can I lose my love handles?
Oh, Jesus. This is such a... Guys that have an answer straight away.
Can I lose my crippling depression?
Can I lose my suicidal thoughts?
No. Okay. They'll get worse. Okay. Especially if you lost two legs. Talking about... Actually, this will segue nicely. Just talking about segue. You know what a segue is? The actual device?
Oh, the thing that you ride around on.
Yeah. Do you know?
I'm too scared to ride one of those.
Megan and I looked for one when we went overseas for our honeymoon. Sorry, a bit of a dropout there, guys. Yeah, talking about segue. So they're like those cool little like things you jump on and they're just two wheels and you ride around on them.
I feel like I would kill myself.
It's funny you say that.
Oh.
Do you know how the creator or the inventor of the Segway died?
He killed himself on one.
Yes. Rode it off a cliff.
Fuck off. Like on purpose?
Oh, I can never... I always forget. But he definitely died by riding his Segway off a cliff. It's a good way to go.
Segwayed into the next life.
Straight into hell on his Segway. Oh, still in the Segway. but no, it was a good segue into kinks because... I know there's kinks out there. We're talking about sexual kinks.
Yeah.
For amputees.
Oh.
Mm.
I did not know that. I mean, I should have because there's kinks for everything.
Yeah, there is kinks for everything. I always make a joke. Like guys will have sex with any crevice or opening that they possibly can.
Metaphorically and physically.
If everything. Yeah. What do you mean metaphorically?
Every opening, like. I'll go for it. Yeah.
Yes. Thank you. You're right.
Thank you.
You feel sorry for the girls that have got like big ear holes.
Oh, Jesus Christ. I mean, I'll take it, but.
Yeah. So I think kinks it's an interesting topic. I think we've talked a bit about MILFs and GILFs and stuff like that.
Yeah. Which I didn't know existed, the GILFs anyway. Mm.
And DILFs.
But I've got a new topic for the porn hub now. So.
What's that?
GILFs.
But. I guess kinks is one. Now, we're adults and we've had people with different ideas of what's they like. Now, you've had a gentleman who wanted to be called daddy.
Yeah.
See, there's probably people out there listening going, yuck, but seriously, I like that.
Yeah.
Did you call him daddy?
I didn't.
Did you call him dad?
No.
Pop.
Poppy. No. No, I didn't. He just told me that.
That's probably what I found weird about this is that this same gentleman wanted to be called daddy, then wanted to be what was the other one?
Which one?
The same guy wanted to be called daddy.
Yeah.
Then he also
you can say it.
I can't remember. There was one. He wanted also to be peed on. Oh, he wanted you to spit in his mouth.
Yeah.
And you spit in his mouth and he spit in your mouth.
Yeah.
Like a couple of llamas hanging out.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That is so good.
Yeah.
Thing is, but he had that, then the pee. Was there anything else?
A few other things, yeah. And it was all pretty intense from the start.
I read an interesting story a while back. Someone was talking about a golden shower. And it was a woman on Reddit, on a website online, and she was like, oh, and he gave me a golden shower and his wee was sweet.
Yeah.
Which is actually one of the symptoms of diabetes.
Yeah.
And the guy through that found out he had diabetes.
Oh, through golden showers. Luckily.
That's how I plan to find out.
Can you test this, Megan?
I won't tell her. I'm just going to make her a drink.
Just, yeah.
But Megan, is
I got you some juice with your cereal, Megan. Megan,
is this sweet enough? It's very sweet. Oh, no. Oh, shit. It's almost too sweet. Yeah, so.
Have you come across any? Well, I mean, guys aren't the only. And there's nothing. And I don't think there's anything particularly wrong with it. Yeah. As long as you keep it in the bedroom.
Yeah, no, nothing that was like really strange, I don't think. No names. Well, there's always like dirty talk, but I don't think that's really a kink. People
apart from that girl wanting you to cut off her ear.
Oh, yeah, but that Kiwi girl. Just that was the backstory with phone sex. I thought she said cut off her ear. She was saying cut off her air. She loved it. I was just going along with it. I'm a pleaser. No, not really. I did. This is sort of gets onto another topic I want to talk about, which is bad first dates. Now, one that comes to mind, which I didn't know how to take it, so went out this... Okay, to start off, I must have been doing... It was when I was working away quite a lot. Must have been once every 6 weeks I'd go away for a week or something like that in Gunnedah in the middle of nowhere. And I must have been on like Plenty of Fish or something like that. This is before my wife, obviously. And this... So I just talked to this chick. Had nothing else to do. And she was like pretty keen straight away. Like she was sending me T&V photos.
Oh.
Like straight off the bat.
Yeah.
With like weird red ribbons like superimposed on it.
Like you didn't have to ask for them.
No, actually I didn't. She just sent them to me.
Okay, that's weird.
Yeah, and then she was like, but I don't want to do anything on the first date. And I'm like, okay, whatever, that's fine. So we go on this date and had some dinner. We went and played pool, had a few drinks and... She's like, we're not doing anything. That's fine. We'll go back to yours. We'll watch a movie. My place. Movie ends. I'm like, well, yeah, let's call it a night. She goes, no, I want to hang out in your bed. I'm like, okay. Start talking up. And then at one stage, she goes down and kisses my penis through my underpants.
Fantastic.
Now, this was a huge, I don't know, like it was like a tease. Whatever it was. And I was like, hey. Let's just call it a night.
Yeah.
We're not doing anything more than this.
Yep.
I'm going to go to bed.
Did you try?
No. I went, no, you've told me you're not doing it. I'm fine with that. I accept that.
Yeah.
But there's only so much kissing of the penis with underpants a man can take. So I'm like, enough.
And what is that limit, Louis?
One kiss.
Seven kisses through the
for every underpants. No. One kiss on the penis through the underpants. That's too many.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, because you think something's going to happen. It doesn't. I'm like, let's call it. She then
the penis doesn't know that you're not.
No, he thinks we're going. He thinks, hey, sweet, we're doing this.
I got a kiss.
For some reason, you're still wearing underpants, but we'll move on. Got a kiss. Oh, my first kiss. But then she left, and then she got all shitty with me, like, oh, you kicked me out because you wouldn't fuck me. I wouldn't fuck you. I'm like, well, no, that's not the case at all. Like, I was just like,
you were ugly. Did you say that?
You ruined my underpants. No,
I can honestly say I don't think I've ever kissed a penis. I'm just going to put it out there.
Well, you're not romantic at all.
It's not something I do.
But then she got upset, like I'd done something wrong.
Yeah.
Like, and I said this before, it's like, what option do I have there? Don't sleep with her, she gets the shits.
Yeah.
Or sleep with her.
And get accused of rape.
Yeah. Jesus Christ. Is that what happens? It's
really escalated, sorry.
Jeez, I didn't know I was going to go there. Thank God I didn't sleep with her. Yeah. Enough trouble just knocking her back that we didn't go on another date. What's one of your worst dates?
I don't know.
Did you kiss a guy through? Was it you? I knew I recognised you.
Could you imagine?
Whenever I hear you.
Oh, God, he's found out.
Whenever I hear you kissing into the mic, I go...
Your penis just gets erect for no reason. You're like, why is it doing that?
I knew it was you. So what's one of your worst dates?
I've had guys become really just clingy after the first date. I think maybe because they just haven't been laid in a long time.
And they're wanting more laid or to get laid?
To get laid.
Oh, so they just put it all on the line.
Yeah. And it just becomes pathetic. Pathetic, Louis.
Well, it's not me. I'm a cool guy. Remember, we were talking about that before.
Yeah. So I mean, I'll give him a kiss on the penis and then I'm on my way.
A kiss on the penis. I think that's a song.
See, that's the thing. I don't have a problem with the kinks and the and doing.
I know what you mean. Yeah. It's the weirdness that's harder to deal with.
It's the patheticness of the guy.
Awkwardness.
Yeah.
I'd prefer a girl that was super crazy kinky.
Yeah.
Than someone was like, I kiss you on the penis and you kick me out. And I'd be like, whoa, what?
Yeah. I prefer the upfrontness, definitely.
Talking about, what's it called? Me getting charged with rape.
Yeah.
Which is something that's going to haunt my dreams now anytime I think of any old dates that I've had. I'm possibly going to rape charge waiting against me. Is the NRL players at the moment.
Oh, my God.
So, obviously, NRL, the National Rugby League, football and around pretty much East Coast of Australia.
Yeah.
They are just, it blows my mind. And you know what? Some of them, it's happened in the past, like there'll be a charge come up and it'll fall over, whatever it might be. Yeah. But there's still a bunch of dudes are like, hey, let's go fuck this chick together.
Yeah.
And they're like.
And film it.
Yeah, and film. But what it's also like. Okay, if I was a huge sports star and I was single and pretty much could go out and have a pretty easy go of picking up, why would I then bring my mate into it?
Because you can.
It's so weird. You know, and the worst thing is you must feel like such a dickhead getting dragged through court and it's like you rate this bloke, you rate this chick. But your mate was there. He'd be like, fuck, I knew I shouldn't have invited him.
Yeah.
I think you'd prefer to be the charge on your own than going, oh, there was you and you invited your mate into it. I just don't understand as well. Like, these guys, they pretty much have one rule. It's just like, just don't fuck up. Like, it's like they're meatheads. Go to training. Try to win some matches.
Get paid a load of money.
Don't rape anyone. Don't film yourself.
And it shouldn't have to be said.
No, I know.
Let's be honest.
Well, the thing is, I'd forget if I wasn't reminded. I just
every morning, keys, wallet, phone, don't rape.
And then
Megan
puts the no rape sign on. It's like a no smoking sign.
It's like written on your doormat as you walk out.
But it just keeps happening every season. Oh, look, and I know sometimes it's like it does happen. Like sometimes it's not proven. Sometimes it is. Sometimes it's just seedy stuff like what's his name? Dylan Napper.
Yeah.
Big Pup, calling himself Big Puppy and stuff like that.
And like masturbating to a man in a suit.
Yeah. And it's just like.
I mean, we've all been there.
Don't
but
film it. Like, do what. Have consensual
and I know,
sex.
I know this stuff happens in everyday society and that it's like, oh, okay, well, it's just happening to these guys and they just so happen to be in the spotlight. But they're getting paid a shitload to not do this as well. Like, it just – and there's a reason why I've stopped following the NRL in the last few seasons. Like, it is because of these cockheads.
Who hurt you? Was it Andrew Johns?
No, actually, it was – no, I can't talk about it.
He doesn't play first grade. I'm talking about it. On a similar wavelength to that, is the whole R. Kelly thing going down, which is sort of a kink as well.
It just makes me feel dirty.
Yeah.
Not in a good way.
You know.
Not in a kinks way.
One of the most sickening thing about R. Kelly is that, you know that song Ignition?
Mm.
He says, running her hand through my fro, and he hasn't got a fro. He's got cornrows. That makes me sick. it's a hot part of the song. But also, he peed on these girls at like 14.
But the fro thing.
It just annoys me. Go and look up R. Kelly Ignition, and one of the lyrics is running her hands through my fro, and he's literally running his hands through his cornrows. He doesn't even have an afro.
But that means he would have had a fro, or?
What? Don't defend him. Oh, there's always, whenever a celebrity gets in trouble, there's always someone that's going to defend him. He pissed all over these girls. And he hasn't got an afro.
That's just his kink.
Pissing on people's fine. No. I mean, wait. Let's put this up. Pissing on consensual pissing is fine.
Consensual pissing's fine.
You can't just like piss off your hotel balcony on other people. Oh, if that was
is
your
that
kink.
What happened?
No,
it's my kink. It's fine, guys.
Don't.
Kink, okay, sweet.
Don't kink shame me. Hey, at least I'm not an NRL player. No, the they were apparently young girls, so like 14 or something like that. But then he's been charged. Apparently what actually put him in jail wasn't that.
Yeah.
He was got caught on not paying child support.
Ah.
Oh, the guy's an absolute lunatic.
Yeah. I don't know too much about him other than the fact that he apparently doesn't have a fro.
Well, look up Ignition, the film clip, and you'll be just as annoyed as I am every time I watch it.
Okay. How many times do you watch it daily?
Every day. I'm a big fan. okay, next thing on the list. I mean, we are smashing through these, as I said, but we've had a few drinks. So, a billionaire diamond, I don't know what you'd say, salesman, developer, I don't know how it works. He owns a big diamond, whatever they are, company.
Probably blood diamonds.
Yes. Where is the diamond? That was a really bad accent.
Was that South African?
I think it was meant to be.
Okay.
It sounded like my Scottish accent.
Do it again.
No.
Do it again. One more time.
No. Come on. Terrible. No, I'm trying to.
Come on. One more time.
Where is the diamond? No.
It's kind of racist, but yeah.
Racist, rapist.
Okay.
What else? R. Kelly sympathiser. Okay, so.
Hitler sympathiser.
Hitler had a lot of good points. Oh, there he is. There's our friend Hill.
There we go.
Okay, so billionaire was getting penis extension surgery and died.
Yep.
Now, okay, just say you were about to hook up with a dude and his penis.
Which I've never done, by the way.
Just imagine you were about to look at a dude's penis.
For the first time.
And it was smallish.
Mm-hmm.
Would it bother you?
Like a chode.
Yeah, a bit chodish. Chodish is a penis that's wider than it is long.
Yeah, been there.
And then, but you knew that he had $500,000 in the bank. Would you feel a little bit better about it?
Not in this day and age. It's not that much.
$5 million?
Yep, definitely.
$1 billion.
Yep.
This
get it
honestly,
in me.
If Megan had a penis and $5 billion, I'd deal with that. It's billions of dollars.
Yeah, I said yes to the bill. I said yes to the
I know,
the I'm one just, before that.
I just can't believe. I said yes to $50.
I said yes to a sturdy handshake and a hot breakfast.
I was saying to Em earlier, I said, Em, for $10,000, would you have sex with a bunch of dudes with chodes? She went, $10,000, I'd pay anything. That's a joke.
Fuck off, Louis.
No, okay.
That never happened. It was 5,000.
So, okay. But I just can't imagine, like, billionaire.
Yeah.
And how small was your penis? Like, how small would a penis have to be?
Yeah, they didn't say that in the article, did they?
No, there should have been a photo.
Yeah, oh, definitely.
Photo of the dead guy with his dick out. Was that its original size?
Here's a picture of the penis.
How, you know, the guy that you killed on the plane?
Yeah.
Did you get a look at his?
I didn't see
down
his
below?
Penis.
Really?
See,
I would have gone for that straight away.
Yeah, I know you would have, you fucking sicko.
Pulled it out and go, look, Joe. Everyone goes, Louis got him.
Yeah. I mean, he was a larger guy, so.
Really?
It's probably Chody.
No,
we can't.
Hey, you're the one talking about dead man's Chode.
You're the one sounds talking like about a the dead man.
Dead man's Chode. Dead man's Chode. Movie or maybe an album. Not a band name, probably an album.
I reckon. First of all, a novel to movie.
Dead Man's Chode.
Yeah.
It's like a really shit version of Dead Man Walking.
Yeah. It could be like a choose your own adventure book.
I don't know where we're going to there. And that's where you'd end up, isn't it? Hope I get the Dead Man's Chode. That's your adventure. You almost got there.
Chody or not Chody, does he get the surgery or does he not?
I just love, it's just like to have billions of dollars and be like, oh, my penis is
what am I going to do with all this money?
Just,
well, I've got a chode, so I might as well get that fixed.
Fuck. But
I hope he's in hell right now, just.
That's fucking hectic. Could have been a good dude. I hope he's in hell now with his dick. Imagine he goes
he's
to hell and
he's definitely
his dick's
done some blood diamond deals. I mean,
you don't know that.
Oh, well.
I've
seen a Leonardo DiCaprio film once.
Titanic?
Yeah.
Don't know what that's got to do with diamonds. Last on the list. I don't know how much time we've got. Hopefully we're just about to
wrap we've been
up.
Going for about 3.5 minutes, so.
Oh, perfect. We'll have to come up with something again. Talking about sayings. So, look, there's some sayings that, you know, they've got a history behind them and they make sense. Like, you know, the early bird gets the worm, I guess, because first person out of bed and up and at them, you know, gets the biggest bite or whatever. But then there's ones that it's like, where does that come from? Like, I used to have a boss who was a fuckwit. Say, hey, guys.
Name names.
I can't even remember his name.
Okay, you were going
to. He was a fuckwit. Paul something.
Fuckwit. It's an absolute
and
fuck.
And he used to say, come on, guys, pat the dog, don't fuck it.
Oh.
Now, I'd never heard that term until then.
Nope.
But it makes me wonder, was there
a As a vet nurse as well, don't recommend
good.
That.
Good. Pat them, don't fuck them. Oh, right. Writing it down.
Yep.
But I mean, like, was there a situation where in his life someone was, like, meant to be patting this dog and they fucked
it? They fucked, yeah.
Or, even worse, we're not here to fuck spiders.
Yeah, that's a real Aussie one.
Was there a work site where they were meant to be working hard but Gary's over there fucking a bunch of spiders? How would you even fuck a bunch of spiders? Or would you fuck one?
I've seen some pretty big huntsmen.
Like, are you talking about a spider or a bloke?
Oh.
I've been with what a pretty big huntsman. Like, because if you're a guy and you hunt, you might be a huntsman.
Oh. Do you think I would be with a huntsman?
Good joke's a good one. You've got to explain it. People out there will be loving it.
I've had a few drinks.
But, okay, here you go. Would you prefer to fuck one big spider or 100 little spiders?
Is it like that big spider out of Harry Potter?
Not that big. More like dog size.
Probably the big one.
Really? You're fucked.
What's wrong?
I wouldn't fuck any of them. Yeah, you got to hear first. M wants to fuck spiders, preferably a big one.
I am here to fuck spiders.
Then there's...
I'm Emily, I'm here to fuck spiders. She's arrived.
One big one, preferably, not 100 little ones. That's yuck. And then there's flog a dead horse, which is a great one. I'd love to see that, like, everyone's trying to get on their horses and get away, and there's one bloke and a dead horse. And they're like, mate, he's dead.
It's like the horse racing industry, isn't it?
Oh, here we go. Political. Great. Pushing your agenda. I actually agree with the horse. Oh, did you hear about that girl? It was on Facebook. There's this girl somewhere in the Hunter Valley at the moment, Hunter Valley, Newcastle, New South Wales, where she goes to people that are like, oh, we're trying to get rid of our horse and it's lovely, but we can't take care of it anymore. And she has no worries. It's going to go to a good home. And she then takes it to the dog food place. You're saying she fucks it. She kills it, then she fucks it. No, she takes it to the dog food place.
Oh, really?
Yeah, but it seems like a lot of work. How much money would you get for a horse for dog food? Couldn't be that much.
Why are you asking me that?
Didn't you used to do that with the dogs you'd put down? Circle of life?
Well, but that's a dog, not a horse.
You kept saying to me, Louis, it's a circle of life. I'd be like, you shouldn't be feeding.
And then I sang the song.
I was like, fuck, that's terrible. You reckon I've got a bad South African accent?
I've got to stop whatever drinking.
That was. Man, na, na, na. I think that was the Banana Boat song. Banana Boat. That sounded more like that. Na, na. That sounded more like Banana Boat than the Lion King song.
So I just want to clear something up before we start. I've never let anyone piss on me. And
the thing is, that's exactly what you'd say if you did let someone piss on you.
And I have never pissed on anyone.
Yeah, that's also what you'd say.
Like, in a sexual standpoint.
We did it for fun.
You know, people have been stung by jellyfish and you got to do what you got to do. No, but kinks aside, or kinks involved, actually.
But no one's going, you were never going to admit on the show, oh, yeah, Andy, just covered me with piss.
I would definitely admit that on the show.
We were talking about losing an arm, losing a leg before, but there was one thing that we didn't talk about is...
Gaining.
Yes. Would you prefer three arms or three legs? What would you prefer?
Three arms.
What would you do with a third arm?
Oh,
I would just jam myself silly.
You got it. I would just leave it up there.
What? Oh, Jesus.
A late night.
Hopefully it's a little arm.
It doesn't have to be little.
Talk about that, leaving it up there. There was a university, like a Christian university in the States, and it was a, like, really Christian. You weren't allowed to, like, guys and girls weren't meant to socialize and stuff like that. But they did, and they weren't allowed to have sex, and that was also because they were religious and they didn't want to. So they did something called soaking, and that was where the guy would put his penis in the vagina and then just not move and just soak.
What?
Yeah. Look it up, soaking.
I think I've had that happen to me before.
Fell asleep. Yeah, apparently that was a problem. Look it up, soaking.
Soaking. But that's how is that? How do they classify that as not?
Well, because I guess there's not back and forth.
No thrust.
No. It's just like putting in its home.
No. Okay.
I didn't talk about mine.
Yeah, so.
I'd be worried with the three legs how long it would take me to learn how to run with three legs. I'm not great with two legs.
Do you think you'd have to be part of the Special Olympics?
With three legs.
Yeah, because, I mean, you've got three legs. I know, because you've got three legs, so you're not, exactly normal, but then you'd be actually really fucking fast.
That wouldn't be fair, like Special Olympics, and it's like me versus like a blind guy and a Down syndrome guy, and then there's me with three legs running at 80 Ks an hour. Poor bloke. The thing is, okay, this is probably going to affect it as well. Where would they come from?
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, before the surgery, though, it was like you had three legs.
Oh, fuck. I was going to make that joke when I wrote that down. I forgot about it. Really? Yeah, tripod.
I am damn all over it.
No, but like, okay, with the arm, if it came out like probably the middle of my back or of my chest, probably arm.
How would you sleep?
I don't know. I think I'd figure it out. But I mean, if it came out of one of my eye sockets, I'd probably be pretty upset.
That would be fucked.
Or out of my ass. So, lots of things to think about. such a weird conversation. Something I wrote down and that happened many years ago, and I thought you might be able to shed some light on it.
Mm-hmm.
When Django, our dog, was a puppy. He was a very cute puppy, and I was taking for a walk when I was living in Tysail in Newcastle. And people would stop and pat him, and as people do with puppies, especially girls.
Django doesn't like to be pat.
No, he does around the neck. Oh. He's very particular. But we were, I was walking and he used to get a lot of attention. And then one time a girl went, "Oh, he's gorgeous." And I went, "Haha, yeah, dog's not bad either."
Mm.
She looked at me like I was going to go and drag her in the bushes. I did some stand-up years back and I brought this up then as well, but I didn't get any really clarification.
Yeah.
Now, was that wrong? Like,
no, I do that quite a bit with my dogs.
But wait, so my reaction was fine?
Yep.
So, but do you think a girl is flirting when she goes, "Hey, you're a lovely dog"?
Yes.
No. Yes. Really?
No. Yes and, I mean, I love dogs.
Yeah. Would you go up to a guy with an ugly dog and go, "Oh, it's beautiful," just because he was hot?
Yes.
Even if it was like an old decrepit dog? I think
all dogs are beautiful, though.
What if it had like a skin condition and it was all scabby?
Well, I'd be like, "This is the drugs that I recommend."
Oh, you'd be fucking, you're a good flirt, aren't you? Well, this conversation then it goes somewhere interesting. Well, I would recommend Xylophan because that really is great for dogs.
It's not a great one, but.
Talking about International Women's Day.
Yeah.
Guys and girls fighting, fist fighting.
Yeah.
Now, what would you...
Should we?
Well, me and you.
Yeah.
Oh, I would fucking drop you.
I would.
This is a thing. No. You think, oh, I don't know. I would fucking lay you out.
Really?
Oh, you don't even understand. I saw
footage of you on the beach last week.
Yes, wrestling my brother.
Some of your brother.
Hurt my back doing
your brother's
that.
Mates.
Yeah, Sam and Sam. Two Sams. But like, okay, do you think if you... If you punched a bloke, would you expect to punch back?
Yeah.
Yeah? So you would be like, so you would try not to punch guys?
Depending on circumstances.
Yeah. As it always is.
Yeah.
But I thought about this years back. A mate got into a fight. He didn't know he was in a fight. He accidentally backed into a girl and she wrapped her hand around the top of a Jack Daniels bottle and started punching him in the face. And she actually had a limp.
Punching him or glassing him?
No, like she used it as like a brace inside her fist. Oh. So there's apparently it's a trick. If you put something inside your fist, closed fist, it makes you like your punch harder.
Yeah, I can see that.
Yeah, and she was like punching on with him.
That is That is an amazing technique. Was she from Maitland?
Yeah, it was actually at the candy bar.
Yeah, it was.
Or the clubhouse.
Candy with a K.
So, no, I think it was a candy with a K, probably.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, but okay, I guess there's a terrible saying. Have you heard the saying, equal rights, equal left?
No. Love it.
it's one of those things. I do agree if a girl starts throwing punches at someone, or even a guy, you've got to expect to get punches thrown back at him.
Yeah, I can see that. But it all depends on circumstances. And I don't know how well that equal rights, equal left things is going to hold up in court.
But it sounds very clever.
Oh, the judge is going to be like, yes.
Excuse me, judge, but equal rights, equal lefts.
Yes, walk free, young man.
I think it's just a great time to rig it up during International Women's Day.
Yeah, fantastic. Now, you know what? I've always wanted to throw a punch, but I've always wanted to feel like what it's like to be punched. Don't take my word on that.
Just hear all the commotion of microphones smashing.
People just start breaking into your house right now. Punched
in the head, right in the head.
Have you?
Yeah, was out one time and our redheaded mate was assaulted. He called him ginger. No, what did he call him? Fan of nuts or fire pubes or candle dick.
He's got that plenty. We've caught him that before.
Yeah, but it was a stranger. And then he threw a beer on him and then.
Oh, okay. Well, that'll.
Another mate got punched and I put this guy in a headlock thinking it was over and done with. And then we got to the next pub and he ran out.
Tried to sleeper hold him, did you?
I got him. I got him. Shh. No, go sleep. No, I got him. But then, like an hour or 2 hours later, we're at another pub.
Oh, wow.
And he ran out of the crowd and punched me like right in the head, like literally right next to my eye. And
how long ago was this?
Oh, 10 years ago more. And I got thrown out because we were fighting. Because I did get a few good back. I got a few back on him. I'd practiced fighting girls a lot, so I was quite. I was ready for a bloke. I was ready for a bloke. But a security guard came and grabbed me by the waist of my pants and my top of my shirt and threw me out onto my face. So I had like a scratch all down my face.
Broke your fall with your face.
Yeah, which terrible way to break your fall.
Yeah. You can tell.
Now, this didn't come up during the Kinks talk before, but something is going on online dating where eating ass is now a thing?
Yeah, I've heard about this.
Heard about it? I've heard about this.
Well.
Is it your, I guess it's harder. I haven't been on the online dating thing properly, but was it when you were on Tinder, was it something that came up?
No, I mean, I was on Tinder a little while ago, but it wasn't so popular then. But from recent times, I've heard it has come into play.
Is it something that people are like, is it like, ooh, I've always wanted somebody to eat my ass? Or is it like, well, I've never had that. I'll try it.
Yeah, I think it's.
Is it like sushi?
It's a bit exotic, you know.
Tastes funny.
Like caviar. I don't know. I don't know what the fascination is, to be honest with you. And I'm not really wanting to try or find out.
I think it's one of those things where you can get worms.
Mm.
And pink eye.
I can give you something for that.
I don't know what you're trying to say here. Oh, right. Sorry. To stop worms.
Yeah.
If I get it.
What did you think I meant?
Oh, we were talking about eating ass. And I can give you something for that. An ass. Yeah.
I mean, that too. But.
And in saying that, Em literally was before complaining how hot it was. And I looked over and her dress was like hitched up on the table, like a tablecloth. She's trying to tell me it was double and the skirt was double.
For girls that know, I'm wearing a dress that's got like an outer layer and then like an under layer. So it's really hot in this room. So I had like the outer layer like up on the dress trying to air out under my dress. And Louis didn't know this. So during that whole first bit of the podcast, I think he's thinking I'm trying to like show him under my dress.
And I knew she was airing it out because I could smell it. Oh, God. I went, did you have Japanese?
It's been a while. It's like a moth coming out.
Now, I forgot to bring up a poo story at the start of this podcast.
That's disappointing.
I feel sick.
I was hoping that you would let it slide.
No. Oh, no. Slide out of my bum. No. Okay. Stop it. Okay. So, I did have my brother's Bucks party last weekend and he had some challenges that he had to do. He was dressed up as a wrestler, Bret the Hitman Hart. Looked really great.
He was my favorite wrestler when I was little. Because he wore pink.
Yes, exactly. Pink and black.
Yeah.
Now, one of his challenges was he had to go into someone else's bathroom because there was about 20 blokes staying in the hotel and use their toilet and not flush, do a poo and not flush. And then
guys have very different challenges than what girls do on bucks and hens do's, I might just point out.
Hens is like, kiss a guy on the cheek.
Walk a mile with one heel on, I don't know, just.
Shit. Boring. So one of his challenges was do a shit in someone else's room, don't flush it, and then come out going, can you smell what The Rock is cooking? Which is a very famous quote from The Rock, Dwayne Johnson. Now, I got back, we went out for a boat trip, and I came back to the hotel to get changed.
Very classy of you.
It was very nice boat trip. Pompous waitresses and everything. And I went to my room, got changed, went to the bathroom, and there was a dirty shit in the bowl. Now, I'd got done. So I quickly ran out of a room, ran into my brother's room, and I was like, how did you guys do it? And they're like, what do you mean? I'm like, how did Sam get in my room? And I did a little bit of investigating. It turns out I'd done a shit in the bowl and just forgot to flush it and then came back to it like 5 hours later. Thought Sam had got me.
And then I'm like,
oh, I don't know.
At the same time.
I know. I don't think.
At the same time, this challenge is going on. How many times has this happened at home and Megan's just had your back?
Megan just flushes it, doesn't say anything.
Megan's like, oh, for fuck's sake.
At least he wiped.
Again.
But what was funny as well is that Sam did try and do it to one of his friends. Yeah. And he did it.
Yeah.
And then accidentally flushed it. And I was saying saying this to Em.
Out of instinct. So you two like swapped instincts for that time.
Out of instinct, he flushed it. But what's hilarious is you'd love to be a fly on the wall, not knowing the situation, seeing Sam do a shit, get up, flush it, then go, oh, shit, flushed it.
What? Yeah, be like, why is he so disappointed in that?
And just while we're talking about the girls in the boat, so we got some bikini waitresses, right?
So not topless.
No, because I didn't want to pay extra for time. I'll get to that.
Oh, okay.
I'll get to that. Okay. I'll get to that. So it was $50 an hour for bikini waitresses.
Per girl?
Per girl. And then it was another $50 an hour if you wanted to go topless.
I could do that.
I mean,
humor
it's good
me,
money.
Louis.
Yo, that'd be great. You know what? I'm not laughing about you physically doing it. I'm laughing thinking that that's like a career choice. Like, that's 8 hours a day.
I'm at that point in my life.
It doesn't work like that.
I've just started uni at the age of 30. I need this.
Oh, you're one of those fucking annoying mature age students now as well.
Yep.
But yeah, so I purposely paid for them just to be bikini waitresses because I knew some horny dad would get on the boat and be like, oh, I need to see some boobies. It did happen.
Yeah.
Which was great. But what stingy people, I'm not stingy, and people at Arkin sort of grind me the wrong way. Now, one bloke on the boat
was not like you.
I know. I'm usually pretty chilled out sort of dude. One bloke on the boat was like, I'm like, oh, look, how about this? We'll just give him 2 hours with their bikinis on, and then we can go topless.
And then we will bombard them.
we
will take them with pure coins. Force.
We'll throw $200 worth of gold coins at them. No, and I was like, then we'll give them $200 so they can say then they can be topless for the second half of the last 2 hours. Yep. One of the guys is like, oh, I don't know if we should do that because there's a pretty good chance that when we get close to the shore, they'll probably put their tops back on. So there'll probably be about 15 minutes where they won't be topless. So I reckon we just pay for an hour in about the second hour and a half. And I'm like, fuck, man, just pay for some tits. Going through like it was a fucking investment. Yeah. Oh, I'd go in the second quarter of
I've done a mind map, a pie chart, and a spreadsheet.
And the guy that eventually paid, I was like, right, he took the money out because he was keen. And I said, okay, you want to do this? He goes, yeah. I said, okay. So I was going to go check with them. It's 2 hours in now. I'll go and see if they're happy to get the money, go topless. You're good with that? Yep. Okay, go and check with them. They're like, yep, sweet, let's do it. I go back to them. I said, okay, they're ready to go. He's like, oh, is anyone else paying? I'm like, oh, fuck, mate. There was so many fucking idiots on this buck trip. I could have killed every single one of them.
It is a pain in the ass organizing hens and bucks and all that kind of stuff. But
Especially when one of the things is like, don't let the buck flush the toilet, and that's all he wants to do.
Or you've got to flush your own shits.
I can't believe it. And then someone said, Louis, you played yourself, which I think is a DJ Khaled comment. God, shit. I think that'll do us.
Mm.
We've smashed through about 400 topics tonight. It's gone quickly, then slowly, then quickly. It's hot.
It's hot. Oh, we're drinking.
It's like Thailand.
I am. I'm sweating and I've flashed you. I don't know. I think you've seen everything.
Well, thanks a lot, guys, for chiming in.
Chiming in. I like it.
Let's just finish this up.
Okay.
And yes, and we should be back again in a week's time or so. And as I said, we should hopefully get someone to play around with this, so maybe add some music or something like that. Maybe do it this weekend. I'll see what happens. But yeah, keep listening, and we'll talk again next week.
For you.